Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Eight 40 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel or listen. Hey, go old school and listen to us on AM 1340. You're not old if you're listening to us on AM 1340. It's just that that was the original way to access WRHI. But one thing is for sure, when it comes to a new year, a lot of people decide that this is going to be the year to go on a diet, and this diet is going to be the one that actually works. Well, who better to talk to than a dietitian? And of course, Jillian Clinton joins us to provide great information every month on a Friday, every month. But today we're talking about ditching the fad diets. Good morning, Jillian.
Good morning. It's so good to be back. So yes, I'm going against the norm this morning as a registered dietitian and saying, let's not do the fad diet this year. The diet culture loves January because they make so much money off of this month and the next month. And then they stop making as much money because what do diets do? They don't work. Mm-hmm. They are not long term. And that's why I am really wanting to talk today just about making realistic changes to your lifestyle and not jumping on the bandwagon of diet culture and holding on to one of these unrealistic plans.
Exactly. I mean, if they're that healthy, why are the first three letters D-I-E? I've often thought about that.
I've never thought of that. Now, my title has that, too, so I guess I can't.
Well, you can eat to live or eat to die.
No, okay. We as dietitians always like hate the fact that diet is in dietitian. We try to promote non-diet, but yeah, a lot of the popular ones, the keto, the intermittent fasting, Whole30, those are probably the top three I hear a lot. They have so many restrictions on them that, you know, in 6 months, are you still never going to touch a carb, which is what they're telling you to do on keto? Or are you still going to tell a friend you can't go to dinner at 7 p.m. because you're intermittent fasting and your window ends at 6? So it's these you know, unrealistic changes that are too restrictive that aren't a true lifestyle. So what I tell people is, if you think you can do that for the rest of your life, go do it. But if not, then let's do something that we can do for the rest of our lives. So, for example, I'm going to start packing my lunch to work. Well, that's a great change. And that change, you know, over time can definitely change your health. And with that, you might see some weight loss. But we're so weight focused, we have to kind of take a step back. And instead of focus on weight, measure your health instead. Don't always just focus on the scale. Focus on, how do I feel? How do my clothes fit? How does my, you know, how's my fatigue? How are my medications? Are those reducing? And focus on those rather than what is the scale telling me? Because that doesn't define our health.
Well, so think about what you're gaining in terms of health benefits instead of what you're losing measured by the scale.
Right. Yeah. You drop 2 pant size instead of saying, I lost 10 pounds. Yeah. I went from a 36. Now I'm at a 32.
And that's, my hair looks fantastic.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Compared to too many restrictions and your hair not agreeing with that approach.
Well, the mixed messages are out there, right? You see all the time on the magazines, I've lost 500 something pounds and the people look great and I want to look just like that.
Cha-ching!
And then to your point,
a lot
is that
of times it's a quick fix.
It is, for especially folks that were that big, right? They lose it pretty quickly, as we saw with the competition show
and
America's
Biggest Loser. And even if it's like, hey, you're going to lose 10 pounds this month. Well, let's look at that. That might be because that's such a quick amount of weight loss. That might be, well, I'm losing a little bit of muscle too. I'm losing some bone. I'm losing some water. And then what happens? I get off that really restrictive diet because it was too restrictive long term. I gain that weight back. And that's not necessarily healthy for your metabolism, is this yo-yoing of weight loss, weight gain, weight loss, weight gain. So instead, slow and steady wins the race. I heard an interesting quote the other day that was, it was, life is not a marathon. We always hear life's a marathon. Treat life like a maze. So with your health, you're not always going to be slow and steady up. Know that you might have some drops or some times where life isn't perfect, or, oh, I did gain a little bit of weight, or, you know, I fell off my goals, but treat it as a maze. You're going to mess up, and give yourself some grace with that too. But overall, pick goals this new year that are smart. Have y'all heard of SMART goals before? Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic. That's the big one. And then time framed. So
perfect.
Instead of, I, you know, want to eat healthier, well, what does that mean?
Instead, I want to know.
Make it realistic.
Yes, realistic. I want to know. Like, it seems that a common denominator with what people want is more energy, which the pace of life, I'm not sure we're supposed to be running this fast anyway, but what are some foods that you know right away are going to create fatigue? So in terms of just taking away maybe and substituting for a healthy choice, maybe we don't know what we don't know. So is there a group of food choices that you might as well be just taking a little bite of nap time?
They always say around Thanksgiving, turkey has tryptophan in it, and that is a sleepy. tryptophan makes you sleepy.
Yeah, so you can make a conscious decision to eat less turkey if you want to stay up longer.
Overall, I don't like saying, like, don't eat one food or do eat one. Like, superfoods, sure, it's more about what are you eating altogether throughout your day. High sugar.
So sugar.
Just simple sugar. So, hey, I'm going to drink that Coca-Cola this afternoon to wake me up. Well, then what happens? You crash, right?
What goes up must come down.
Or the high fatty foods. So anything that we want to eat in moderation or drink in moderation anyways, high sugar, high fat, those are going to make us feel lousy a little while after. So overall, your balanced meals, and I think I've talked about this before, vegetables give us fiber, help keep us full longer.
And if you're regular, you have more energy, says the commercial. The rabbit's running faster.
Our protein.
I just saw that.
Protein at a mealtime. So either your meat, your plant-based protein, your eggs, your nuts. That's going to keep you full. And I think if you feel full and satisfied, that's going to give you energy too. Versus if I eat a meal that's really only one food group, say I ate, you know, some crackers as my lunch, then that's really just breaks down to sugar, right? So it's not going to keep me full long. And then I'm going to start getting hungry. And with that, I might start feeling lousy and getting tired and losing that energy.
But to make a good choice, you just grab the vending machine and chow down on the next bad choice.
Time is not on our side ever, right? I mean, it's not, right? You love to meal prep. I turn around Sunday night is right knocking on my door. And I'm like, well, gosh, I don't want to go in the kitchen now and prepare for five. I need to go to sleep. Like, so time is never on our side.
But know that you don't have to make from scratch to be healthy. Like, if you don't have the time and you're grabbing a bagged salad from the grocery store and you're adding a piece of salmon that's behind the seafood counter that's already marinated and you're broiling that and putting that on top of the salad, that's okay. That's better than the McDonald's cheeseburger.
Oh, that's a good night.
And it took very little time to prep, and it's not like a homemade salad dressing. Sure, that would be healthier, but that's where I'm saying small changes.
I only get homemade salad dressing if we're dining at my mom's house.
Bite-size achievable goals is more
smart
of the
goals.
Yes, I
want
to
eat, you know, one more cup of vegetables during the weekdays than I do right now.
Perfect.
To feel good. Plus, you get your vitamins that are so important to building a healthy immune system, which is great in
this world that we live in.
Yeah. Exactly. Awesome.
Well, she'll be back next month to make sure that we are doing what we're supposed to do.
I know.
Doing what the dietitian ordered.
I always feel so pumped.
I do too.
And psyched up to just do better. No. Do better, be better.
Jillian Clinton is the SNAP education dietitian for DHEC. As always, Jillian, thank you so much.
Thank
we'll see you next month.
Thank you.